Yeah, here this motherfucker is. Goes on a trip to Rome, yo. Comes back, forgets how to use a fucking like laptop and phone and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I went back to ancient times, even in my brain.
Really? Chris, like, I went back to the motherland. Where? Italy.
Yeah. I actually saw the first computer there.
What, was it abacus?
No, it was, actually, I did see that, too. There was a museum in Naples, Italy, where they supposedly had the first computer, or laptop, actually, they called it.
Interesting.
It was, made out of
how big was it? Stuff.
That's what she said.
A few inches.
Definitely what she said.
And of course, now I find my...
You find your transmitter?
Transmitter, yeah. Receiver? Of course.
Yeah.
The receiver. Yeah. Lisa, but, you know, I had a good time.
You know where it was at, right? His receiver, you know, his receiver was in the last place.
Button anyway. Around the corner?
Probably, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Got to use Google Maps and shit. You know what I'm saying? Chris would need an AirTag for his ass because he'd lose it if it wasn't attached, Joe. Like, really? Talk. You know. But your wife's going to put an AirTag up your butt. She's going to track
it. Just put it in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Exit only.
This month. But September is a different month. It's okay. So you had a good time, though, in Italy, Chris, in Greece?
I did.
Enjoyed yourself?
Croatia and Montenegro. Yes, I did.
Hey, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. You know, it's 2026. No need to call us Negroes. Right. You know, about you, but I'm an African Jamaican. Whoa. Sometimes. Listen here.
Actually, Gaylord. Speaking of Jamaica, they had Jamaica night last night at the West Indian. You know, it's West Indian week.
Wait, Lisa. Hartford. Well, I mean, it is the West Indies. Like, so Jamaica's not the only West Indian country, but that just sounded weird to say that the West Indian Club had Jamaica.
They did. Night. Or Tuesday was Jamaica night. Friday is All Island night. I think tonight is like Trini, I think.
Oh, that's the night.
It's like
you go.
Two nights. Yeah.
Ain't gonna lie. Trini's be, you know.
Yeah, I think Wednesday night was another big night too, but.
I've seen Rihanna. That's all I got to say about that. You know,
she's not from Trinidad.
She's not. What is she?
Is she from Barbados?
I think Barbados. Yeah.
Is she Basil? Oh, yeah. Still one of the best specimens out the islands. You know, they're all the same. The islands, Jamaica, Cuba, Long Island.
Cubans don't think that.
I know they don't. Well, it all depends on which Cuban you're talking about, too. Don't forget, because there's two types of Cubans out there, you know.
What are the two types?
When I was in Miami, I saw a super, like, she was black, and she's Cuban. I'm like, damn, I didn't know Cubans came in that dark of a shade. That's fucking awesome.
You didn't know that?
No, I know they were like darker Cubans. I didn't know they were like jet black. She looked like straight off the boat out of like Nigeria, like black. And then you got Pitbull, who's, well, he looks more Puerto Rican than he does anything else. He'd be a white Cuban, though. But he's hood, though. But he's like a hood.
He's a sellout.
Cuban. You don't like Mr. 305? What's wrong with Mr. 305?
I used to like him back when he was doing the dirty stuff.
Yeah.
But then when he got all. But then when he got all commercially, I was just like, oh, come on now.
Yeah.
I saw him in concert.
I did too.
Back that when man he was sweat through the dirty stuff.
He sweat through a damn suit. I saw him when he was doing the commercial shit or the pop shit. Yeah.
The more mainstream pop stuff.
He sweat through a damn, he sweat through a shirt and tie though. I'll tell you that damn much. I was like, bro, like you didn't have to wear all them clothes.
Oh yeah. Man. When I saw him, he was wearing like jeans and a t-shirt, and his opening act was Baby Bash.
Are you serious? Wow. I haven't heard of Baby Bash in forever, yo.
Man. It was at Irving Plaza.
Oh. Okay.
In New York. Yeah.
Chris don't like concerts.
I don't. Bullshit. Unless they have seating. Why not? I don't like standing only concerts. I don't know.
I don't want to have to stand for the whole concert.
Yeah, like I need at the seats. Webster. Like I hate those. Man. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to get to the Webster guy. Early so you can get one of those like speaker boxes to like sit on.
Yeah.
Chris likes the vibration.
No, I'll stay home. Although we did have a good time at that. It wasn't really a concert. What was it? The karaoke thing we went to, Lisa?
Oh, that was fun. Trap karaoke.
Trap karaoke.
Yeah.
That was great.
It's funny that Hartford had that, because I've seen it like advertised, like major cities have had it, and then it's just like Hartford. It's like, okay, look at Hartford. Look at Hartford getting on the map. That's right.
You know where they go now?
Where's that?
Wallingford. They're always at the, now they like do it at the Oakdale.
Oakdale.
Which is good because they got seats.
Yeah, I was going to say the Oakdale definitely has seats. They could do it at the Xfinity Center. You know what I'm saying? Like here in Hartford at least, but
it's not that big. I mean, that's almost too big.
You think so?
Yeah, because you've got to get people up on the like stage, and because it's a lot of audience participation.
I could see Chris doing that.
No,
I mean, shit. The amount of times you did karaoke at Piggy's, bro. Like, just saying.
Yeah.
So
speaking of Piggy's,
what happened at Piggy's?
Saw the video I sent, right? The big fight outside of Piggy's.
Was that from last Friday?
I don't know. I don't know. When I saw it, it said last night, but I don't know when last night was. So.
Did you see that Piggy's put like did this post about like when you act up in a club, you're not only like ruining it for like others, you're also ruining it for like the business, and then liquor license get pulled and all this other stuff.
You know, them folks don't give a shit about that, yo. They did a while out and they just
that stuff wasn't happening back in our day.
Nope. Not at all, you know.
But I guess everyone goes there after. I don't know if you heard about the like the Soul Sundays they have down. Was it Summer Solstice Sundays that they have down at Pratt Street or the R&B Sundays?
Yeah.
I guess there's like thousands of people down there, and after that lets out, a lot of people go down to Piggy's. Mm. But I heard like this past Sunday was packed on Pratt Street.
Do we know who the new owners are?
I thought it was some black guys.
Oh, okay.
That's what I heard. We should go. Weren't we supposed to go? We've been talking about it on the show for a couple months now.
I mean, I'm down to go. For old time's sake.
It's not the same. Old times. If it was still a dive bar, I'd be like, yo, hell yeah. Like, that's what's good. Then they turn that bitch into like a gastropub. Or is it changed now because it changed hands again or something? Is it still a gastropub?
When we went there last year, it was like being at Piggy's. Because it was that Saturday. And so it was like the grown and sexy thing. So it was like an older crowd. And it was very reminiscent of old school Piggy's, to me at least.
I mean, we're going to bring back old school Piggy's. We got to bring Victor back, yo, so he can play the same fucking karaoke set he played week after week, yo. You feel me? That motherfucker played the same set every the
same
time.
Songs.
Yep. Chris,
Victor's getting ready to sing.
Yep. Chris is like, yeah. I can sing my Brian McKnight track. Only Chris. You know, Chris, I ran across that damn, that first real good Photoshop picture I did of your ass singing where I put the butterfinger in your hand instead of the mic. I'll just send y'all that shit. I ran across it when I was transferring files the other day, and I'm like, holy shit, I forgot all about that. That's when you had your damn butterfinger bike, yo.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Yeah, I'll just send you that shit.
Yeah.
But you do remember being up there singing karaoke, though.
Like, yes, I do remember that. Okay. Yes.
Which I'm surprised, you know what I'm saying, because you used to get lit and, you know, do stupid shit.
But I'm old now. Oh, wait a minute. I had the big birthday since our last show.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know, congrats.
The big 5-0.
made it over the hill. Now it's your turn, Lisa. You got to turn.
Come on over.
I got a couple more years, and I'll be there right with you guys.
You said couple. Really, she got like a year and a half. Yo, what? It's not going to be that long.
No.
But.
I got 2 years.
She's a
two
baby.
And a half years.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because I'll be 48 this year.
Look at you. Getting old, cuz. Getting old.
I know.
It's all good.
Shoot, though. When I met you, I was only 17.
Let's not talk about that on the show. I'm not trying to.
We've been friends for.
I know.
Oh, God. It's like we've been friends forever.
Which is funny because I was chatting to my niece the other day and I was like, holy shit. Like, I was talking about her birthday coming up in October. And I'm like, oh, my God. Yo, I've known Lisa 30 fucking years, yo. I mean, I've known Chris longer, but still.
Wait,
though, like,
your niece is going to be 30? Oh,
30? God. Yes.
That's right? Crazy.
That is damn. Nutty, yo. That's damn. Nutty. Feeling old, yo. It's all good, though.
I gotta buy some cookies from her.
Yeah, I'm doing her website and trying to get that together, and that's a whole thing. So, yeah, fun times. But needless to say, I will hook her up. So, I know we were talking about Hartford, and Chris, you mentioned downtown Hartford. Did y'all see the fucking footage today of the woman that stole from that fucking, I forgot the number. It's a shop right on the corner. It's right next to 960 Main Street in Hartford. It's right next to it. So it's the shop on the corner, and it's like, it's Talcott Street. So there's the shop on the corner, Talcott Street, and then there's a parking lot right across the street from the Channel 61 building. And it's been, that store has been there forever. I guess she was stealing from the store, hopped in the car, and it was a Acura, like RDX or whatever and shit, start speeding down Talcott Street, must have blew a ball joint, and then drove square into the wall. Shit is crazy. Damn. I was like, only in fucking Hartford, yo. Like, that's my city. I love Hartford. Hartford is fucking wild. And Lisa,
that's
you
my city.
That's true. You lived in Hartford longer than me. I mean, I lived in Hartford 6 months. Like, so, yeah. So you're actually a full-blown, full-blooded resident. Good for you.
Yep.
Good for you. Yeah, you can claim to have that cesspool. Yep.
That's my city. Leave it alone.
Yep. I was born there. That's my city.
I was born there too, but shit, at the same time, though, you know, as we give away security, questions and shit.
But did you live there? Yeah, I won't say what street I was born on. But
I lived for 6 months when we lived with my grandfather.
I had a year.
I'm sorry to hear that. Lisa's over here like, fuck both of y'all. I've been there for what? You've been there how long? 15? Not even. No.
14? It'll be really? 14, I think, this year.
Damn, son.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait.
Wow.
Yeah, four. It'll be four. Oh, wait a minute.
No.
It'll be 13 this year.
This year. Okay.
I was gonna say 14 seems a little long.
14 will be next year.
Damn. That's okay. What do you get at 15? Do you get like a badge or something, or a pen or some shit?
Gunshot.
Right. Yeah. Gunshot wound.
I get official.
Stop. You guys are going to feel real bad if anything happens to me.
No, it's just going to be like a pinky toe or something.
Right? Like
I need my pinky toe. Speaking of that, you heard about the pew-pew?
Uh-oh.
What pew-pew?
I'm not falling for it. Go ahead.
No. It's for real. You guys didn't hear about the shooting?
That's not a joke.
Where they like shot up, like you know, in movies when they show a car being shot up and there's like,
oh, I did just hear about it like an hour ago. Some guy got shot up.
The pictures are crazy. A young guy, too.
In Hartford, he was 21. Yeah, Rondi just told me about it like 20 minutes ago.
Okay, so
but I guess he shot somebody else.
I haven't seen it, so I'm gonna take a wild guess on what side of town it happened on. So I'm gonna say the South End.
No. I don't think so.
No.
Don't tell me it was the North End.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it now. Yeah, that looks crazy.
What street was it on?
Canaan.
Wow.
It's Canaan Street. Where do I... Well, it's got to be in that area with all the town names and shit. Yeah. I know where Canaan Street is.
Canaan Street.
So yeah, North Canaan. It's not like a bad section of the North End per se.
Where is that?
It's right off of like Granby and Tower.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's a small cut street. That's crazy though.
It's over by Club. Weaver.
Yeah.
By Hooker. That's crazy.
Your nerves, sir. You said where? the
soccer field. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the soccer field.
Well, not really. Well, I guess it is kind of. But okay, so speaking of that area, can we talk about the new traffic pattern? It's not new because it's been like that for a while, but they're making it more permanent. And I'm like, what is going on here? It looks like a chutes and ladders thing.
I haven't been over there. Like, what's going on?
Chris, you got, it's funny shit to drive on. So Lisa, I like the little triangular cuts.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean? Are these things? There's seriously like a diamond in the middle of the street. And then the lines of the street curve outwards. And I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this Granby
Street? This is on Granby Street. Yo. Yes. And it's supposed to be for traffic. They said for traffic easement. And it's also with the bike lane to like allow more bikers to have, you know.
Who's biking in that area?
There must be thousands of bikers.
Where's the plethora of bikers in that area?
They're coming from Bloomfield going there. To UHART.
Maybe students. I don't know.
Ain't no students going to Weaver riding a fucking bike, yo. And this shit stretches, and it stretches almost to Westbourne Parkway. You know what I'm saying? Which is fucking hilarious. So yeah, Lisa, because I don't have to, you know, in the morning, like going into the office and shit. I was usually going like Bloomfield Avenue, but I started cutting down Granby because it was just a little faster. But not only did they put that bullshit triangle, like with diamonds in the middle of the fucking street.
Wait, I think I know what you're gonna say next.
What's up with the extra stop sign, yo?
I was gonna say, why is there that random stop sign? I'm like,
so, Chris, wait, what? So right past where Bowes Park was at, right? So you know where the Y is at, right? Yeah. So there's always been, ever since they rebuilt that, there's always been a stop sign there.
Cool. Yeah.
There's literally a stop sign, like a stone's throw from there. You don't even get up to 10 miles an hour and you backstopping again.
Wait, going in which direction?
Like, going towards Westbourne Parkway. Yeah, going towards that way.
And it's or not a stop what sign? About it's the, in the middle? Weird... You know that funky intersection? What is it? Marcus Garvey Street? Oh, and they put a stop sign there?
Yeah, on like, Burlington what? Street. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck, yo? So it's the little triangle that goes up to Cornwall Street, Chris. It's like, what the fuck?
And,
yo, they just, it's
and
random.
The lines, if you look at the lines, like say you're looking at the center line, if the traffic that's coming towards Bloomfield, their center line, like the lines don't touch. So when it gets to an intersection, it like curves a little bit. And then the other line going towards Hartford curves a little bit. So now you have a street that didn't get any wider or like any narrower, but they've created like a weird pattern, and so the lines would not match up if you drew a straight line between them. And it's like, what is? And so then on Sundays when all the people are there for soccer, the street is super narrow. Like, it's just, it's so crazy. I do not understand what prompted them to do this, because I feel like that was not a big like drag racing street, if that's what they were
like Tower
trying
Ave,
to keep
right the poles. I was gonna say, yeah, between Tower Ave, between freaking Coventry and fucking Main Street, yo.
Yeah, dude. That was a drag trip, yeah.
Yo, hell, you know how many times we done ripped and ran up that shit when we was younger, yo? God damn. Yeah. Straight away, ain't we good.
Right. We blowing around cars since I've seen life. No more of that.
Now it's ridiculous.
Yeah. But. Hartford could have spent that money on fixing fucking potholes in the Farmington Avenue area, like dead ass, yo. You know,
yeah,
and
speed bumps,
and seeing how we chatting about fucking Hartford, yo, when the fuck are they going to finish working on that entire stretch of Scarsboro to South Whitney all the way to fucking Park Street? Like, God damn it. Like, they ripped the street up, put them fucking plates down. There's gravel all over the motherfucking place. It's ridiculous. And I get it. It's fucking construction season in New England, but Hartford out here doing, Hartford doing everything but fixing the roads that need to be fucking fixed. Like, yep. Everything. It's like,
oh, hey, but then when you... when you cross over prospects, like going into Hartford, mm-hmm. like if you were coming from Whole Foods, and they have the sign like, you know, West Hartford, we're trying to make our streets better or whatever. And I'm like, you've spent so much time putting a center thing in with plants. Meanwhile, there are, like you said, there are these huge potholes. Like, fix that first and then go yep. put your decorative stuff in.
Right.
Just like the cobblestone, like in front of KFC. Why?
Yes.
Oh, why?
Because I can tell you why. Because, you know, Parkville got it first. They were, Hartford was, you know, all the residents were jealous. That's not fair. Parkville got it. We need to get it in the north end too. Yeah, exactly. Because I want nice cobblestone when I go get shot up to get fucking a bucket of chicken. You feel me?
Listen, back in the day when Park Street used to have the cobblestones, that was like an ode to like the streets of Old San Juan. Like, that's why they had the cobblestones.
I learned something new. So then what's up with the potholes on the West End then? Like in the Asylum Hill neighborhood, what is that an ode to? The ode to the moon? Like, we trying to be fucking craters?
Yes.
What the fuck, yo? It looked like a meteor shower hit Farmington Avenue, yo. It's just no, Farmington Avenue looked like a white dude's face that smoked for 40 fucking years. You know how they got them little pock marks and shit in their face? That's what the street looked like, yo. Like, real talk, yo.
You know what I don't like on Farmington Ave? I don't like the intersection of Sisson Ave.
Oh, in no.
Farmington, especially if you're turning on Sisson Ave, because you got to pull all the way up so you can't see if the light changes. Like, if you got the arrow now, and it really is. I hate it.
It's like, all right, fuck it. Let's go.
Let's go.
<It's> like, you know what?
I'm just going to take my chances.
Yo. So, that whole area, though, Lisa, seeing how you brought up Sisson, like, so the corner, we talked about Piggy, so this is actually fitting. How, remember they had the pizza shop there on the corner, Sisson Pizza, right? On Sisson mm-hmm. and Farmington. So I was cutting through, I forgot where the fuck I was going, and I was cutting through, and I noticed, oh shit, like, it's gone. And I know it's probably been gone for a minute, but then I'm looking at that whole stretch, Chris, like, even where you had, like, the spot, because I remember Sergeant Pepperoni was, like, right there, because I remember getting pizza when I was DJing at Brazza from across yep. the street and shit. But that whole, like, strip, so I'm wondering, because I didn't get a chance to look, is the liquor store still there? Because that liquor store was a front. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
I don't know.
No, it's not there.
Wow.
And on the corner now is like a Boost Mobile type place.
Yes, I was going to say, I can't believe they're turning every, Boost Mobile is just like, it's like fucking Spirit Halloween, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, if there's an open spot and they didn't put a church in it, either a Spirit Halloween go open or a fucking Boost Mobile. Like, for real. Even the dog agrees, yo. You know what I'm saying? That's right, Willow. You tell him. You know, dog starring on the podcast. Look, we got a guest this week. You know, it's Willow, you know what I mean? That shit's crazy, though. But yeah, Hartford is just Hartford. But damn, yo, it's, you know, I'm not going to, I hate to say this shit. Y'all going to slap the shit out of me for saying it.
Don't hate it that much.
Yeah, but I figured it was going to be a bloodier summer in Hartford, yo. But it ain't over yet. It's not over. So,
no, you know what? It's funny you say that, because I thought the same thing when I saw something that said, oh, this is only the fourth or fifth homicide of the year. And I was like, wait, that's it?
That's right. It.
That's all really? We got? Come on, homicide Hartford.
You have to call it something else. Boring Hartford.
Attempted manslaughter, Hartford? What? Like, right. What?
No, Lisa. No. The manslaughter title goes to Manchester. That's Manslaughter Manchester. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Manchester, you know, and Manchester wants to be Hartford. Like, but then again, everybody from Hartford moved to Manchester when they did the whole urban purge and shit.
I don't know why people moved to Manchester.
But it's funny. So
yeah, I said it.
Taking it way back, like, so just talk about how I lived with my grandfather when my mom and my father split up, right? We lived in Hartford for 6 months with my grandfather, then we moved to East Hartford. My mom tried getting us an apartment at Squire Village, of all places, on Spencer Street. And it's funny as hell because my mom told me, like, when I got older, she was like, well, they wouldn't rent to her because she was a single Black mom. And it was like, so Manchester, that's what Manchester had always been known as. That's why we called it Clanchester, because Manchester was known as being racist. Now you look back, now I'm like, you know, 40 plus years later, it's like, Jesus Christ. The only white people live in fucking Manchester, they live like in the Highland Park area. They don't even live in the Mills anymore. They don't live, you know, Squire Village, or as I call it, Squalor Village, because, you know, yeah, that's where all them bonnet bros be coming from, you know.
Both my sisters are in Manchester.
Oh, yeah? But do they live in Squire Village? And do they wear bonnets out the house like that?
No.
See? Because your mama raised y'all right. Look at that.
Well, we didn't know what bonnets were.
You didn't know what bonnets were?
Yeah, we didn't wear bonnets. I didn't get a bonnet until I was older.
Why you sound so far away now, bro? Where your mic at, cuz? Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's what fell. Sorry.
I was like, what the hell, yo? Sorry, your ass was in the toilet. I should have just left it be and let listeners be like, damn, she was in the shitter the whole episode.
Oh, yeah, we only had 13 murder victims this year.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Anyhow.
13 murder victims.
Well, that was as 13?
Of the end of... Oh, that's it?
That was as of the end of July, so maybe it's 14 now, but...
It's not.
Well, they have 46 non-fatal shooting victims, though, so...
okay.
Nobody has any aim around here.
Hey, yo, right? Oh, well, you know why they can't, you know why they don't aim? Because they all using them fucking switches.
I guess so.
What is that?
That's what that's the little clip they put on the back of, like, a Glock, and they turn it into an automatic. So you literally can go through like a 30 round mag, which is ridiculous. If you've ever seen,
so that's probably what happened in the most recent Demont. You got to go look at the pictures.
Oh, I will. I'm just saying it's just you put the magazine on that is massive. There's no reason why you need 30 rounds in a fucking, you know, why to even make a magazine for like 30 rounds for a pistol. Let's be 100. It looks like a stick. That's what they call them. They call them sticks because they literally look like fucking sticks. But yeah, you put it on the back, Lisa, you could literally run through 30 rounds in about 4 seconds. Like, seriously.
Oh.
It'll take you more time to reload that bitch than it would to spray that whole fucking mag. And the thing is, though, it's a handgun, so it's nothing but recoil. So you might hit the first thing you aim at, but the rest of that shit is going everywhere. Kind of like Chris.
You
back
do
in college.
Finger guns. Do you do two like this? Or do you do...
Of course. Yeah. You gotta do the two.
Same. Let me see. Yeah. Yeah, I do two.
Chris probably flexing this shit. Oh, with my guns? Hold
I'm
on.
I'm boggling. Yeah. Because I boggle with two. Yeah.
You know, yes, we know what you do. He boggles with two.
My boggle.
What
dance.
Does that mean?
You know my dance.
Yo, boggling
my
the
Jamaican
dance in the 90s, yo.
My Jamaican
yes,
boggle. Yes.
One. Yes.
Okay. Boggle in the dance.
He still
wait,
do it.
Wait, that's
yo.
What that's called?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I didn't know that.
Man. Only Chris, yo.
My favorite dance.
It is.
My only dance. Yeah, just like your robot.
Say, it's your only dance.
And just like Lisa has a robot.
And your only pose, which is the open arm pose, like, you know, like you're about to give the camera a hug. Like, yeah.
I'm here now.
Right?
So, Demont, you know, what's your dance? We know Lisa's dance. We know my dance. If you had a dance, what would it be?
Oh, God.
What's your go-to?
They don't dance no more. They don't dance no more.
Wait, two-step? It's butterfly?
I don't think I've ever seen you dance. Oh, wait. I did see you dance once.
When?
At Piggy's? Did you dance, Demont?
Hell no.
Absolutely. You didn't dance that one time?
There was never a one time. Dude, as fuck as I got. Never.
Was
no,
I singing?
When we went with my oh, maybe it was Chris. No, that when we went with my Chris. Friends.
No, I've never danced.
He doesn't dance. Dance. But what's your move? If you had a move, what would it be?
I man, it's just a bop, yo. I just bop. Just a that's
little two step.
Okay. Not even I mean, I like a bounce, but I'm fat, so I bounce anywhere. You know what I mean?
Like fat out. Oh, speaking of bouncing, are we going to Southington next month?
No doubt.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What does that have to do with bouncing?
That is just because usually somebody
gets shit-faced
drunk, and we watch them bounce their ass on about that motherfucker, though.
Or like, you can't bring your cameras in.
Last year.
Or you forget your ticket. So far, twice, somebody in this group has been stopped at the door.
I wonder who that is.
Oh, whatever. Hey, we were trying to record in the wild, and I had to bring my iPad. That was some bullshit, yo. I had to walk all the way back to the car. I was mad as fuck about that, yo. It wasn't yet. And the year before, I forgot my fucking ticket. You know, and why does my dog have? Give me the fucking thing, Willow. Why do you have? Let go. My dog.
She's part of the show.
No,
is it your ticket? She's got your ticket.
Like, you're not leaving me again.
No, she has a freaking like a toilet paper freaking cardboard thing. Thank you, ma'am. No, give it to me. I give it here. Let go.
She has the roll like after the toilet paper's gone.
Yeah, like the cardboard applicator, you know. Good girl. That's a good girl.
Took it out the garbage?
No,
or is it like a toy?
Probably about to recycle it. Who the fuck flushing cardboard down the toilet, Chris?
But I'm saying, you normally just throw it in the trash next to the toilet.
No, nigga. Kill that. You flushed the cardboard applicator?
He said she took it out the garbage.
No.
I never said anything about flushing the
roll. I thought you said it was like she got out of the toilet. I'm like, no, who the fuck threw it in the toilet?
Yeah. Isn't that the worst, when you drop a roll of toilet paper in the toilet by accident? It's like,
that is the worst. And then you know what I do? If it's fresh water, I take it out and I was like, please dry.
Because I'm not getting rid of a whole roll of toilet paper.
All right. I can't do it.
Do you know how long that takes?
Might take 4 or 5 days, but yeah.
Well, by the time I'm done with the new roll that I put on, it will be dry.
Right. But then the paper's all crinkly when you try to use
it. It's all bloated.
Right. Yeah, that's what you do when you have like an apartment and you're single. Yeah.
It's just me. I can do stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, you could definitely do shit like
that. It's happened to me more than once. Yeah, it sucks. It's like, damn it.
That is the worst.
Try to grab it really fast.
I mean, typically I keep my toilet paper on the roll, but sometimes I'm just like, because you know, I get the mega roll, so sometimes they're too big to fit on the thing. And I was like, I'll just set it on the edge of the tub.
Yeah.
I'll sit on the back of the toilet.
So toilet paper. It's an age old debate. Are you an over or under person?
Over, definitely. I hate when I see under. What?
Okay.
It has to be over. It makes it an easy tear. Just an easy rollout. Just
do under.
Go. I'm under as well.
Nah. And for me, it doesn't matter.
I'm switching it.
A friend of mine had a friend of mine said that she used to be an over person, and then when she was in college, her roommate had a cat, and the cat used to go in the bathroom, and because it was over, the cat would freaking like bat at the freaking toilet paper and would unroll the entire fucking roll. First of all, that cat would have been turned into Chinese food, you know, because 2-ply toilet paper is expensive. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's terrible. Guess what, guys?
What?
Chicken butt.
I just recently quit my job at the cat shelter.
You did?
Yeah, because they cut me hours.
You're not even getting a drum roll for that, yo.
I was sitting here thinking, like, does she really work at a cat shelter? I can't remember.
I was like, damn it. I knew she was setting us up.
I'm like, wait a minute. Did I miss something? But I'm like, it could be a joke, but.
Oh, I knew 100%
it was a fucking joke. They cut me hours.
Stop it.
Fucking awful, yo.
That was a good one.
That's worse than the piggies bouncing.
That's a good one.
Still on that, huh?
Oh, God.
Still on that shit. That is fucking hilarious.
David
though.
Duke, if you're listening, did you like that joke? Also, are you enjoying our banter about our lovely city of Hartford?
Yeah.
Is that topic enough for you?
Small fucker, yo.
Speaking of David Duke.
What about him? He ain't dead?
He should be, but he reminds me of Lisa's favorite guy, Trump. And I was thinking about Trump and Lisa the other day, because you guys, you heard about the guy that did the shooting in Ohio, was it like a week ago?
Yeah. With
the rifle, and he shot
the rifle, in the parking lot. Yeah.
Right. And I was just thinking, like, if I was there, because someone was recording it in their car, and I was like, wow, if I was there and I had my gun, say I took the guy out, I get to go to the White House and say, if Trump did invite me, like, would I go? And if I did, I'd have to plug the podcast. But then I said, wait a minute, if I did that, they might listen, and then they're going to hear Lisa say on site.
I want them to hear me.
So it might be a whole thing. So,
yeah.
So I might have to decline the invitation so they don't do any research.
Wait, you would go to the White House if he invited you?
I would.
I was thinking, because I've always wanted to go to the White House. I want to see all the like secret hallways.
They're not going
to
show you the secret wings and stuff.
Maybe if I saved like 30 people.
The White House wings.
Yeah. No, I would not go.
Yeah, the chicken wings.
Who made Obama's wings? Oh, y'all fired him too? Oh, okay. Bet.
I mean, I would go, and the whole time I'd be asking, hey, where are the Obamas at? Yeah. I thought they were going to be here.
Yeah, I would want to go because I hate Trump, but it's like, it's the White House though.
Yeah, it's the White
House. So I understand the dilemma of like the sports teams that, you know, when they win the championship and they have to decide whether to go or not.
I'd go,
but I'd have to plug the podcast and say, hey, do you want have anything to say? I'll say, hi, I'm Chris. By the way, no in between podcasts, everyone, please take a listen. Glad to be here. Glad I was able to save some lives.
Nah, I would definitely go, but you know, again, it's that whole respect thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm going because it's the White House. I ain't going because who's in the White House. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I could have met any president in the White House, y'all gonna slap the shit out of me for this. But I'd have went to hang out with George Bush. With George W. Bush?
George Bush or George Jebba? George W.
Dubba.
W. Because you know why? George W. Bush
seems like George the type of motherfucker now. To drink
a beer with you.
Yeah, Lisa. Me too.
Okay. So, Chris and I have a mutual friend that we went to school with. And years ago on Facebook, I was caping for fucking George W. Bush because I kept saying, y'all keep talking about he the worst fucking president. I'm like, there's worse out there. Y'all keep on. And he actually brought that shit up about a couple months ago talking about, yo, DeMott, remember when we said, you know, W wasn't that bad and motherfuckers was coming for us? For our throats. I still say George W. Bush wasn't the worst. I didn't agree with a lot of his politics, but he wasn't the worst, though. This motherfucker in the old one now is the fucking worst.
Right.
But before him though, who would you say was the worst? Yeah.
In our lifetime or just in general?
I think you'd only really be able to speak on our lifetime.
In our lifetime? I'd say his father, to be honest. I would say George H. Bush. Because he was a flunky. He came in. He was Reagan's VP. He was there for 4 years. The dude was fucking bullshit. He's a bullshit president. Bullshit president. You know, but I mean, Clinton did his dirt. I ain't going to say Clinton was a saint, but Clinton, you know, wasn't the worst.
I mean, we're not. Yeah.
He was our first black president. Let's be 100. Like, come on.
True.
Clinton was black. He played the sax.
He was hood. He definitely had some hood in him.
Yep. And he liked thick girls. So, you know. So yeah, he's black.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I mean, in
our
lifetime,
scary, I mean,
you know
what's scary is that.
What's that?
Is that Donald Trump could potentially not even be the worst president?
Oh yeah, I
mean, like after him.
Like, yeah, like
after he's gone,
I said
it could get worse.
Yeah. I said it to y'all during like before the last election that the. Because everybody was saying, oh, we need to get him out. We need to get him out. Oh, he needs to die in office. He needs to just go, blah, 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 blah. But who was his VP? His VP was Pence. And Pence had a track record, you know what I'm saying, of like prison reform and everything else. Pence was like, you knew what that motherfucker looking like, Boomhauer from fucking King of the Hill and shit. He
don't
was
do worse. Boomhauer like that.
He looked like Mike Pence, bro. Look, bring up Mike Pence and put Boomhauer next to him. They look like brothers. That's his brother. But Pence, I feel like Pence would have been worse if he would have succeeded Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk.
Yeah.
Do I think J.D. Vance? I don't think J.D. Vance got it in him. I think J.D. Vance a little punk-ass bitch. Let's be 100.
But I think that could be dangerous, too, because I don't think he will think for himself if he were to be president.
At this point? I mean...
Well, I'm pretty sure Trump is thinking for himself and about himself.
What's funny, because you could tell when he go off...
I'm not saying...
Feel me?
Right. I'm not saying he is completely... Like, do I think there. He's crazy? Yes. Yeah, he's not there, but yeah. He's definitely speaking for himself.
He's a couple French fries short of a happy meal.
Speech writers like it or not.
Right. Like they write all of these speeches, these scripts for him, right? And this motherfucker just go off the reservation with it, right? You know what I'm saying? This man just, and when he start freeballing it, you could tell when he start freeballing. And I'm like, oh, that's the best. Because they give the best, those are the best sound bites. Those are the best ones about the whole threesome with his his sons and shit. You know what I'm saying? Having a threesome with his sons. Like, ain't nobody write that shit for him. That shit came right off the dome.
You know what was the like, one thing he said? Was it like big loads or dropping loads? Oh, I can't remember what it was.
The man is a comedian. Like, you know, dangerous, but a comedian nonetheless. You know, but... Oh, and Chris, I was wrong. I made a prediction, well, semi-prediction, back during when the first salvo of cruise missiles and shit, you know, started hitting Iran and whatnot. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this will be done by the summer. Like, and here we are, still at it. Again, you know, still at it. You know, it's okay though. You know, because the war is real. You know, the war is real. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it is. It is what it is.
Proxy. How do you get Trump to change a light bulb?
How, Lisa?
Tell him Obama put it in.
That's factual. That's not even a joke, yo. That's factual.
So true.
That is like the truest shit. That's sad. That's sad. But yeah, so Lisa, we had earlier, because we had put in our group chat about the whole the thing at CCMC.
Yes.
About Trump. Yo, when I saw that this morning, bro, did you ever go back and read the comments? Because the comments were disgusting.
I did not. So I didn't read the comments because I was pulling it straight from the WFSB site.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, I got a notification on Facebook.
That shit was
people
crazy.
Are just horrible.
They are. And that, you know, and it's funny because people talk about racism doesn't exist in 2026. I'm sorry, go to any news portal and you will find them. And 99% of the time, it's always those funky ass face freaking dudes wearing the freaking NASCAR glasses, or the chicks that probably had, you know, still have cans of hair net of that Aquanet in they fucking closet. You know what I'm saying? Still trying to live their life and shit. You know what I mean? I was prom queen in 1986. Shut up, bitch. Don't nobody give a fuck.
Yeah, it's care. Just...
But it's disgusting, yo. Like, you're talking kids. You're talking about healthcare, and you over here just... But it's hand-in-hand with everything that's going on. You know what I mean? Everything else, everything else is more important at the end of the day. Everything else is way more important. Fighting wars. We ain't got no fucking business fighting. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Homeless people.
He's over homeless here talking people. About building an arch, and it's like, sir, you have a war going on that you started. Nobody cares about the arch. Nobody cares about the reflecting pool. You destroyed the White House with a stupid ballroom. Like, come on. There are other things to worry about. And you're over here. You know, I think I'm going to build a Trump arch. Oh, what? That, you have other things to do. Was this on your 100-day plan? Like, come on now. Yeah, oh, I hate him.
Did you see the I saw another article on the administration. It was about the about physical fitness and said that, you know, that we are more physically fit than we have been, and it's all because of like his administration. I'm thinking to myself, dude, we have seen the rise of GLP-1 medications over the last like 10 years, right? And this motherfucker should be taking it with his thick ass. You know what I mean?
But you know what the crazy thing is he is probably taking it. And meanwhile, people who want to take it can't even afford it. So.
Man. Oh, Jesus Christ, yo. Can't make this shit. Yeah, right? That, yo, they love this motherfucker, though. But that's all right, because midterm elections is coming and shit. And, you know, I'm sorry, but when I watched an entire 3-minute Marjorie Taylor Greene video and she made sense, that scares the shit out of me, because that woman was about as MAGA came a couple years back. And when she left the damn, it's funny when people stop drinking the Kool-Aid, because I have a friend, y'all actually know him. I'll say his name after we stop recording, but he lived down in Florida. He thought he was Eminem when I was DJing, if you know what I'm saying. And he became a redneck. Used to be wanted to be black, became a fucking redneck, moved down south, voted for Trump. And now he, you know, now that the Kool-Aid, you know, bucket done emptied out. Oh, well, yeah, I guess he should be doing better. And what do you mean you guess? Motherfucker, are you better off?
You know,
what president was said that? Are you better off 4 years? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Like, that's kind of the measuring stick. A lot of us aren't. Because of the gas prices and food and everything else.
I'm over him.
Yeah. Oh, Lisa, we've been over him since the fucking election. Like, I've been over this motherfucker since, like,
that's 2016. January
6th. 20, right? Wait, the infamous night? Oh, I'm going to bed. I ain't going to wait up and watch this shit. I already know she got that.
I turned my phone off. I turned it off. I was like, I don't want to see nothing. I don't need to hear anything. Like, I'll just see what happens when I wake up in the morning. And then it took me for a long time. I was like, I don't even want to turn my phone on because I already know.
I will never forget. I woke up at 5 o'clock that damn next morning and shit. And I had a bunch of freaking just text messages and Facebook shit that was like, oh, I mean, you know, it's bad when you get the OMFG text at like 2 in the morning, yo, from like a close friend. Bruh, that's crazy. But so I had a question for y'all, because I was hoping to ask you, to both of you on the podcast, speaking out with, like, we talking politics and shit. What happens if we do put a Democrat back in office? How bad do you think the revolt will be post-election? Like,
you know what? Know if somebody blue wins, like,
you know, it's rigged.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. But I think... I kind of think deep down that some people, they'll play like, oh, this is bullshit, blah, blah, blah. But I think some deep down, they might be like, okay, we got a little bit of a breather here. Like, I don't know.
I'm just waiting for the gas prices to go back down, because this motherfucker said he gonna do something. He's sitting there talking shit about Mobil, Exxon and everything else, how they made quadruple what they normally would have made, you know what I'm saying, or should be making, and it's wrong. Yes, he was like, and I'm like, you're the biggest capitalist, and I'm a capitalist as well. I can't deny that. I like our capitalist society to a specific extent, but they're price gouging at the pump. Like, there's no reason why we're paying what we're paying for gas, like, these days. Like, let's be 100. Like, no reason why. I'm gonna change that. Like, where the fuck was this at, like, 2 months ago, bro? Like, you didn't care. Because your ballroom or your reflecting pool, or at least, like you said, that stupid fucking golden arch. And, like, nobody gives a flying fuck about your arch, bro. And ain't he building that shit near, like, nationally historic shit in D.C.?
Yeah, it's, like, gonna block the view. Because, like, the thing, that's what I heard, and I could be wrong. But especially with those monuments, like, it's like a straight shot. Like, you should be able to stand at the Washington Monument and you can see straight through to the Lincoln Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this is, I think, going to, like, block part of that, or block the view of something.
I mean, the man's going to be in history books. Let's be honest. I mean, shit, we're going to be, like, we're going to be elderly as fuck, and these youngins and shit coming up, it's going to be in the history books. Like, it's going to go down as like the shittiest president. And then somebody's going to be like, hold my beer. But I mean, I hope nobody says hold my beer in this instance. Like, I hope they were like, I don't want to be like this. Like, he's the one guy that like, you just don't want to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like your parents, right. It's like, oh, don't grow up and be like him. You know, oh, you keep on in school, you're going to be like this motherfucker. Like, who aspires to be this dickhead? Like, who aspires to be like him? I'm curious to know, like,
what? There's a certain demographic.
And is that, Lisa, does that demographic live in, like, aluminum trailers? And kiss their cousins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And love tornadoes because, you know.
Listen, Twister was a good movie. I like the Twister movies.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, I like the Twister. I like Twisters. I like Twister as well. Yep. Cow.
Well, I need to tell a joke because this is just getting me all riled up.
You need a palate cleanser?
I need a palate cleanser. What's the difference between a dirty bus station and a lobster with breast implants?
Wow, Lord. I don't know.
You ready? One is a crusty bus station and the other is a busty crustacean.
Fucking stupid, yo.
Oh, gosh. Come on. Double for that. That was so dumb. Oh, my gosh.
It's funny you could actually visualize it, too.
And right, right. Part.
And I picture Mr. Krabs. Like, I know he's a crab, but I'm just picturing, like, Mr. Krabs. Like,
love Mr. Krabs, yo. Eugene. Yeah. Wow. Yo. Speaking of jokes.
I got another one.
Oh, go ahead. I'll let you go first. Yeah, please. Because let's got to get the
blueberry. Oh, you can tell your joke if you want.
No, it was actually, I was going to repeat a joke from this comedian that I saw on a reel this morning. But go ahead. You first.
Well, you know, you can tell yours first because maybe that's the joke I'm getting ready to tell.
Oh, I know it's not. So this comedian said he was he got in trouble with his his best friend's black, and he got in trouble for using the N-word. And he was like, "You can't say that." He said, "But it was like, but was, you know, guys, I was singing it in a song," and his best friend's like, "Yeah, you were singing Happy Birthday to me." Of course, I'm trolling Facebook at fucking work, and I come across that, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't laugh at this shit at work. Like, yeah, no. So, what you got, Lisa?
What do you call a bird with a bad cough?
I have no
idea. A flamingo.
A what?
Flamingo. Flamingo. Oh,
stop. Oh. I might have to come up with a joke to cleanse the palate. This is getting out of hand.
At least out of pocket. Jesus Christ, yo.
And I got one more for the road.
Oh, we love your
road. It's a little bit of a story. These two electrical windmills were hanging out in a field. One looks at the other and says, "What kind of music you listen to?" And the other one goes, "I'm a huge metal fan."
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, I'm lightheaded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I'll be at the same spot 3 weeks from now. You guys can catch me then.
We should start recording on a Thursday more often. Lisa, your jokes is better. Just saying. Yeah. Still gotta get that
flamingo.
Episode. Still gotta get you a joke episode. Flamingo. That sounds like some shit Chris would have told, to be honest, yo. That's like a
quick joke.
He'd have heard that at church or some shit, you know. It's all good. Oh, Chris, they're doing a revival under the tent on Woodland and Woodland and Albany over by Seatown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you should go. It's like a whole couple. I don't know. It's a big ass tent though in the hood, so you should go.
Now I'm good.
You mean Bravo?
Yeah, Bravo. Why I say Seatown? I don't. It's a hood grocery store.
Same thing.
Same difference.
At least it's like they got good bacon. Fuck it. The bacon's delicious. Bacon is good. Bacon at Seatown. At least
they got a food show. The
bacon
there.
At Seatown. I think it was you. Said the bacon.
Bacon at Seatown.
It was something at Seatown. Was fucking good.
Chicharrones.
Oh, there's bacon. I did get cheap bacon. It was cheap, but I bought it from Seatown. Chris over here buying cheap ass wings from Price Right.
Their prices are too much for being what they are. Yeah, like, but I feel like their prices were always high.
Well, that's because they know they're getting EBT, so they might as well get as much money out of the state as possible.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. If you ever notice, the grocery stores, especially like the Stop and Shop here in Bloomfield or any of the stores like in the area, especially your bus route ones, the beginning of the month and stuff, like 1st and 15th, they wind up, you know what I'm saying, jacking prices ever so slightly for like meat and certain shit because they know they're going to get more money off of EBT from it.
Oh, it should be illegal.
It should be illegal, you know what I'm saying? But it should also be illegal that, you know, motherfuckers that make way less money than I do get to eat fucking better than I do. But, you know. That's just my soapbox. I'm saying, you know, I know I'm allergic to shrimp, but and shrimp and lobster, but goddamn, you don't fucking work, but you over there eating shrimp, lobster, and fucking filet. Fuck out of here with that shit. You bugging. Like,
I remember that time at the Stop and Shop in Bloomfield, and I had my little basket with like mac and cheese and ramen noodles, and the lady in front of me had a cart full of high end meats, and she pulled out that EBT card, and I remember thinking, like, really? Man, I need me one of those.
And it always be the carts full of like nothing but processed shit. It'd be like nothing but like 40 Tostino pizzas and fucking bricked up ravioli. I mean, yeah, but Lisa, you ain't going buying a whole fucking carriage full of that shit though. You might treat yourself. Oh my God, really? Do you know how fucking weird that sounds? Let me treat myself to some shitty ass food.
I know. Like, let me treat myself to some canned tamales by Hormel. Yeah,
Have you ever eaten those before?
Yeah. They're actually pretty good. But I've also eaten a tamale from a gas station, and it was really good.
Yo. So, that came up because a friend of mine's son and nephew are traveling across country, right? And they stopped and got a chimichanga in, I think it was in Nevada. They stopped and they got a chimichanga at a gas station. So the group chat is buzzing. It's like, yo, you don't get food from a gas station, this and that. I was like, wait. I was like, you've never been down south.
Fried chicken?
Right? I was like, you've never been down south because the food at some of the gas stations down south is straight gas. That shit is fucking gas.
People here get fried chicken from the gas stations.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty good.
Have you ever been down south and got like barbecue from a fucking gas station? Bro.
Yes, one of the best barbecue places I ever went to was this hole in the wall in College Park. And we didn't even know what it was. We just saw people walking in and coming out with like styrofoam containers. So we went in and we're like, they had like a sign with like two or three things on it and it was barbecue. And let me tell you, it was some of the best barbecue. Attached to this like hole in the wall gas station.
Yep. See? Straight gas.
That's good.
Yep. Ain't letting off. But I you know, it's funny. Just like the whole EBT shit. Yeah, I have, you know, I just fundamentally have issues with certain shit, you know, with that. I think you should be able to like, honestly, and it pissed me off when the Trump administration kind of like tried to take SNAP benefits away and shit. Cause I know some people who use SNAP. To go to like farmers markets and shit like that to get like fresh fruits and vegetables. Because some people actually want to eat okay, they just don't make enough fucking money. And you know, this is where I believe in social programming. But I'm sorry. When you got motherfucking, you know, whomever, I ain't gonna use no ethnical name because then just people be like, oh, he's making a black name. I you know, okay, Susie.
Chris.
Oh, you said Chris. Damn. Use your own government, yo, to fucking do it. Yeah, okay. So let's say, you know, Chris, you know, who drives fancy European cars, so happens
to get, in the shop. Know,
and can't pay for them via EBT.
I'm sorry. You know, continue.
It's crazy. Yeah, no, I'm not sorry. That shit's still fine.
Nah, I just go to food shares.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, you do. You're going to hell for that.
You're going to hell
for that. It's not my fault. That's our best friend, Ryan, his name rhymes with mates, always invites me.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
that's the word you
I mean,
said?
I've only been once in the last year, though, so I've been, I'm doing better now.
Lisa. Lisa, you hear your boy here talking about he gets invited. So Chris, you have you
well, he forces me.
Decision. You're a grown ass, you're 50 years old now.
He's like, come on, you gotta come, please.
So what you should do is get the extra portion and then give it to him.
It got super quiet.
Yo. Why, I know. Yeah, why it get so quiet?
mean, sometimes he gives me some of his stuff. I mean, I don't even want it. It's so much stuff. Yeah, it's bad.
And then right after you guys leave, they have to shut the doors because they're like, hey, guys, we just handed out our last bag of food.
Right. Like, he got mad at me because they didn't put any steak or chicken in my last bag. And he's like, you have to go back. They're gypping you. And it's like, I'm not going back and asking them for any steak. Like, I already have steak at home. He's like, no. They did you dirty. Come on. I'll go back with you. I'll go for you. I'm like, no.
I just question, like, what's the expiration date on some of this stuff?
Today.
Right.
Yesterday.
But like, you get some fresh fruit, like lettuce and...
No, we talking
well, that's
meat,
potatoes. Different.
And, yeah.
Like when you when they buy like when you go to the Dollar Tree and they got meat in the the freezer and I'm like,
Let me take a look. I had some ground chicken.
Lisa, they got the damn they got the sticker on it like at the grocery store and shit. Today's special $2 off.
Right. Manager special. Freeze it.
Yo, so speaking of, because you said meat like at the dollar store, yo, and shit, there was a guy that was on TikTok I saw that did a whole gourmet, like, oh, he made a whole gourmet meal off of shit from like the dollar store. Like, he judged everything up and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yo, like, for real, like, this man, he spent like 60 some odd dollars and fed like six of his friends. And, you know, the people in the comments, they ate him up. The people in the comments was ruthless. Oh, you could have went to the grocery store and got regular food and shit. I'm thinking to myself, bro, I got six people in my house. I couldn't imagine like $60 worth of shit trying to feed everybody, you know, a gourmet ass meal. You fucking stupid. You
right.
Can't even go out to dinner for that. You dumb. You know what I mean? But
yeah, you really can't. $60 is one person's meal.
Right.
So user freeze by June 16th, 2026. The user freeze by it, but it was already kind of frozen when I got it. So,
wait, Lisa, it was kind of frozen. Chris gonna thaw that shit out, yo. He gonna thaw that shit out, and he gonna get that Taylor Farms diarrhea, fucking like.
yeah, I'll let you know how that works. Out.
Good luck.
Yeah, shout out to our listeners that eat Taco Bell and Taylor Farms, yo. If you survive,
I had Taco Bell the other day.
Yeah, with or without lettuce.
And you're still alive?
There was lettuce on it.
Yeah, how your tummy feel?
Fine. You realize that they tested the Taylor Farms lettuce and there was no stuff in it.
You, now? But before
this
there was.
This was before.
So, wait. I thought they was at the White House and they fucking, the FDA was like, yeah, fuck it, you good. And it came from them. So who got all these motherfuckers sick? It wasn't Taco Bell.
It wasn't Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Yo,
Taylor Farms might have had something, but like it wasn't Taco Bell causing people to get sick. Like it wasn't their stuff. I will say though, is I had crunchy tacos, and there was lettuce on it, but not like a lot of lettuce, which is fine with me because I don't really care for a lot of lettuce on my tacos.
Hey, is it bad that I went to Burger King and McDonald's in Rome?
You what?
In Italy. I went to McDonald's and to Burger King.
What did you get from there?
Yeah, what did you get?
They did have something different. At McDonald's, they had a sandwich called the McCrunchy. It was like a chicken sandwich.
So it was kind of a chicken sandwich.
Yeah. And then at Burger King, I got wings.
Of course you
did. They had fried chicken wings at Burger King.
You're an ass.
I wouldn't have wasted something. My...
Chris, you got to get something like, okay, when you go to like England or some shit like that, like I know in England at the McDonald's, they have like the chicken, like they got like a tikka masala chicken like sandwich and shit. You got to get some shit like that you can't get here stateside. You feel me? Like,
you can't get wings at Burger King.
Regular, degular shit. Don't know. The same person
they that probably, used to have wings at Burger King.
Yeah.
Did they?
Fucking McDonald's had wings. Mm-hmm. Everybody had wings. Yep, but Wendy's.
Well, I did have espresso as well in Italy. Their number one. Espresso, like their coffee, they give it to you like that? Really, really small.
What? Wait, you said espresso? Ex? No, it's espresso.
It's espresso.
Espresso. Yes.
Espresso. Yeah. Oh, I said it. Definitely espresso.
Listeners gonna think we're fucking retarded. Yeah. The fuck. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm mixing it with my Italian because, like, the.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because like Cornetto is a, what do you call it? What's the thing? It's like a roll, but it's bread. Croissant.
My penis. Oh.
So I had like an Italian croissant, but it's also cornetto.
A croissant?
No, that's French. And then in Greece, I had a Greek salad, as you know. Also had a gyro. It was pretty good.
And when they say it gyro, they say it correctly. They don't get away with letting people call gyro. It a gyro.
No, because I called it a gyro and the guy corrected me. He was like, a gyro? Was, oh, yeah.
Only Chris.
See, and sometimes I feel like when I order a gyro, I feel like they think I'm trying to be like pretentious. And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to say it the right way.
No.
Right. I mean, and I didn't want to be funny. That's why I said gyro, trying to, you know.
No, but gyro, if you go and order a gyro like at a Mediterranean spot, you sound normal. You can't go. Now, if you went and be like, you know, if you went and you tried to like fake the accent or some shit, yeah, then you sound pretentious. You know what I'm saying? I can see Chris trying to order some, you know, espresso. He's like, arrivederci, let me get an espresso.
Yeah. Rhonda was pissed because I was doing that the whole time. She was pissed. Arrivederci. I was doing all that. And she was getting so pissed. Like, stop. Man, that's why you're talking here.
That's cringy, though. That's cringy as fuck, man. Don't do that shit.
I had to. When in Rome.
Right? I mean, when in Rome, I guess. You know.
So I had to use my accent. It's like, you know, when people come here from other countries, they have to try to sound American for a little bit.
No, the fuck they don't.
They try.
Like, Spanish
they
people.
They try to speak English, motherfucker. They don't try to sound American.
Yeah, but they don't turn it into, like, a caricature of the English language.
Lisa, could you imagine
arrivederci. I mean, you probably were doing the movement.
I was. Cornetto.
And as you're walking by, you know what they're saying? Bunch of moolies. Like,
just pretty much. Facts. But no, could you imagine the Italians coming from like, okay, so you're Italian, you're coming from Italy to America for the first time and shit, and they get off the freaking plane like a JFK and shit, and it's like, say hey, you know, it's like, howdy, Tex, like, you know, trying to do some shit like that.
Or they're like, what's up? Wagwan. Right?
You know?
And he can be like, arrivederci.
Ciao, my like, they're doing, yep. Slap them.
Doing it like,
and were you Italian. Doing the thing with it? Were you hand talking? Were you doing a lot of hand talking?
But what's up, my nigga?
Lisa, what'd Chris went over there, embarrassed us and shit.
I did. I was going hard.
Ass. You were too.
Well, actually, I made a video. On. I'm gonna send it to you guys. I was trying to order something at one of the restaurants, and I recorded it.
Only
the guy was like, what? I had to repeat it. It's bad.
What were you trying to order?
Probably wings.
No, I think it was a beer or something.
You know, the wingers of the poulets. Arrivederci. Ciao, Bella.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Rhonda was pissed.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
What the hell was the... What the hell was the pasta sauce from like the fucking like 90s or some shit? It was, oh my god, and it they always said it with the Italian accent. I'm trying to think of what it is. No, it was like it was an Italian thing, and they always said it with the fucking accent and shit, and I'm like,
chicken cacciatore. Do you remember chicken the I feel like chicken tonight? black chicken tonight. And it was always the nasty sauces.
They had a whole dance too to it.
All right, I sent you my video.
Check that's it out. Crazy work though, Chris. Yeah, Chris. Glad you went though.
Hey, look, I took 3 months of Italian on Duolingo, so I had to get my money's worth.
Man, you'd have spent more money just, you should have just hung out with Dua Lipa, motherfucker, over here. Like, can speak three fucking Italian words, you know what I'm saying? Hi, bye, and thank you. That's about all you fucking need, you know. But worth the, definitely worth the, worth the money to go, Chris? Like, to go to
Italy? Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Did anybody think you were a famous person?
Oh, Lord. I thought it was Diddy. Interpol again. Tried to arrest him.
I think somebody did say I looked like Ricky Smiley again. I didn't get that. But no, it was definitely, I would say, one of the top vacations of my life. Top one or two.
Well, it was good.
Yeah. Didn't get to see the Pope, but Vatican is still cool.
Why you want to see the Pope?
I told you, I had to talk to him about some, this guy here in America he needs to deal with.
Ain't nobody dealing with him because everybody tired of his ass. Yo. They just like, yeah. Let's just, it's kind of like, yo, you know what? Just don't, it's like the coworker that pisses you off. Let me just not engage with this motherfucker. Yo. I'm not engaging with him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Did get to go in the basement of the Vatican, though, see the sarcophaguses of the old popes. Oh.
Yo, so Chris, me. I was meaning to ask. I was waiting for you got back. So, yo, at the Vatican, my boy went, because actually he's in Italy now, my coworker. He said that they give you, if you're not dressed properly, they have like these like kind of paper things you could put over yourself.
Mm-hmm. Did you a lot wear? Of the churches. Yeah, most of the churches, if you have on like a wife beater or your shoulders aren't covered or your legs are, your pants don't go past your knees, they have like shawls at the door. Like at the Vatican, especially, you can throw. I had to throw it like over my shoulders because I had on a wife beater. Walk around the Vatican and you just dump it back in the box when you leave. But that's kind of nasty too because everybody's doing it, so everyone's using like the same shawl. I don't know,
spray but yeah, holy water.
Most They're of the blessed. Churches they say you have to have on something covering your shoulders or your legs.
So was the Vatican? Was it like somber and shit or?
It was. I think they were having service too. There was some guy up there doing the whole. I don't think that's how it goes, but
what's that, yo? That's what it sounds like when you be giving. Hey, yo.
You know, but you know the sound.
I do.
So there were like some people saying, "Yeah, that."
Amen.
Yeah, but the church is so big. It was St. Peter's Basilica. Like there were hundreds of people in there. And they were still like so much space. It was like, I don't even know how to explain it.
I'd like to see the architecture, to be honest. Like, it shit looked dope, but.
Yeah. I took a lot of pictures and videos, but it's probably like the size of like Windsor High. That's how big this one basilica is.
God damn. That's a church.
Yeah. It's like super long.
Is it bigger than First Cathedral?
Like five times bigger.
Damn. We need, hey, America, we slacking. What we doing here? We slacking.
And then the Vatican field. Museum was presented to him.
That's crazy.
Did you get a lot of souvenirs?
Not really, but I did get a refrigerator magnet from every country I visited.
Well, that's cool.
So, yeah.
Where'd you go in? Where did you go in Greece?
Bar, I believe. Bar and Split. No, hold on. Let me see. Where did I go?
Chris split the bar and his pants.
Yo, shut wings. Up.
Probably went to Buffalo Wild Wings and shit, Milan or some shit. Oh, it's the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Really?
It's actually called Naples Nasty Wings.
Oh, really?
Sicily Screaming Wings.
No, I remember the pasta sauce now. It's like Ciao Fresco Rinaldi. That's what it was. Fresco Rinaldi.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I was thinking of. Surprise Kristen be like this Prince Spaghetti. I like Brilla.
Where's Chef Boyardee at? Is he here?
Right. It's a me, a Christopher.
It's a me, a Mario.
Chris probably went to Italy and shit talking about, yeah, I seen The Godfather. I watched The Sopranos.
Oh, it was Olympia. That's where I went.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Watch Goodfellas on the plane over here.
Yeah. Hey, guys, where's the Gabagool? Chris' new nickname going to be Paulie Walnut. Yeah, that's it. Got a gangster name and shit, you know. But, so what, yeah, which was better, Greece? Was Greece better than Italy or Italy better than Greece?
Italy, I would say, was my favorite place.
And you went to the one country I want to go to. I only want to go to one place in Croatia, and that's Tisno. But, I mean.
Actually, I made a list.
My sister just got back from Croatia. She went to Croatia. She went to Slovenia. I asked her, was she going to bring back another Melania? She said, oh, she from there? I was like, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Actually, I did rank all of my ports. All right. You want to hear them?
Yes.
Right. Number one, Rome, Italy. That's my favorite place.
You're supposed to go backwards, dumbass, but keep going.
All right. You're right. Well, it's too late now. Number two.
Spoiler alert.
Was Dubrovnik, Croatia. I think I'll go with Naples was number three. Naples, Italy was three. Then Split, Croatia.
Not four. Naples, Florida?
No, not Naples, Florida. That's a nice place, too. Then Sicily, number five. Corfu, Greece, number six. Olympia, Greece was number seven. And then Bar, Croatia was number eight. That place sucked. Yeah, their beaches were all made of rock. Their beaches were all like, if you think ocean beach is bad, imagine, you know, rocks the size of boulders for the entire beach. But people are laid out on these rocks.
Oh, yeah. They
as love if that it's, shit. You know, Miami Beach or something.
They be sunbathing. They're trying to get dark. You know what I'm saying?
But it was bad. Like, I've never seen beaches that raggedy.
Yeah. What's I got a female friend at work. She's getting ready to go to Mykonos in a few weeks. But I told her, I was like, I heard, like, shit's trash. You know what I'm saying? It's not what it used to be. It used to be like a big, nice resort kind of city and shit, and not no more. So I'm like, okay. But she going with her girlfriend. She turned 40. And that's where they going. I'm like, nah, I don't want to go to Mykonos.
Are you guys Game of Thrones fans?
Hell yeah. Oh, shit. Wait, all three of us watch Game of Thrones. I got to take a picture. I got it upstairs. I got to take a picture. My sister got me a mug. Cause she went to in Croatia. She went to where the I guess they did some of the filming.
I think that's where I went. Say.
Yeah, that's where my sister went too. And she got me a souvenir. She said the store is about to close, and she saw this mug and had to run in and grab it for me. And it's a picture of Jon Snow, and it says "Crows before hoes."
That's a good one.
And I swear, only Game of Thrones fans get it. You know what I mean? Like, but.
Yeah, I got a Game of Thrones shirt from there too. And
that's what's good.
Yeah, I went to two different countries where they had a lot of the scenes shot, like where they did the Walk of Shame. I did those stairs, and then some of the castles and where they did some of the Dragon's Keep and the Red Keep. I got to see all those. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Lots of castles. I always wanted to go to a castle and. It's pretty cool seeing how people used to live thousands of years ago.
Wow.
Pretty cool. We should go.
Yeah, no. Croatia's on. It's just, and I had no idea where the fuck Croatia was at, to be honest. I knew it was in
either Europe,
like near like the war or some shit. But when I started seeing advertisements for this one record label I follow, they did like this huge party in Tisno, and I was like, yo, that shit looks dope. Like, I would go I'd fuck with that, like, heavy. But I want to go to Italy too. Like, this guy I used to work with, him and his ex-wife now, they did a week-long cruise down the Amalfi Coast in Italy. Mm-hmm. It was like, the pictures were beautiful. Like, I was like, that's living the fucking life, yo. So, you know, but.
Yeah, we were supposed to do that. But, you know, the waters were too rough, so they canceled it.
But you went to Sicily, though.
Yeah.
You see any darker Italians in Sicily?
No, not really.
Yeah. They used to hate the Africans that would come over and, you know, seduce their women and shit. you know. That's why the Sicilians were darker, because they're mixed. You know, they have some African blood. Yeah. Like, oh.
Had some street calamari, man. That was pretty cool.
Street? What? The street calamari?
Well, you know how they have street food? Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
but
all these, like, fresh food places, and somebody had some, like, fried calamari. It was kind of weird looking. But it's pretty good.
It tastes good.
Definitely good.
Yeah,
it did taste good. Okay. Yeah. Well, I said, you know what? Good. I'm here. I got it. I got to try it.
All right. What's the best food you had when you was over there?
Okay. It wasn't the pizza. you would think that they have really good pizza in Italy. Yeah.
We called it last episode. We was like, Chris was going to go to fucking Italy and go get fucking like Domino's or some bullshit.
No, I had some authentic Italian pizza when in Rome. I went to the Colosseum, outside the Colosseum.
Eating a slice.
Well, no, the Pantheon. That's where that was. But the best food I had. Yeah. I don't know.
Tube steak.
It might be that Greek salad was pretty good.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, that's what it was.
Even though there was salad. No, because no, the cheese was just really good.
Feta cheese, banging. Yeah, I'm saying.
Well, I made myself a Greek salad, and the tomatoes hurt my stomach. So it tasted good, but I have like a love hate relationship with tomatoes.
Just too much acid, or just tomatoes in general?
Just tomatoes in general. Like, I don't like them hot because I don't like the way the skins are. But no, it tasted really good. And I got the feta and brine, because you got to get feta and brine. Can't just be the crumbles and the.
Worth the extra couple bucks, show.
It was the Whole Foods version, but it was pretty good.
Ooh, fancy.
So, cheaper than the real stuff. And it was good. It tasted really good. And it could have been because I had, maybe it was the heirloom tomatoes. I don't know.
Heirloom tomatoes are funky. I like their shape, though. They look weird.
And that's why I wanted them to be different. So I got a whole bunch of heirloom tomatoes. And I think it was the red ones that I got. They sort of had like green stripes on them. They almost look like watermelon. And when you cut them open, I felt like they were extra slimy. The yellow tomatoes were really good. And then some Kalamata olives.
Ugh.
Yeah, your picture inspired me, Chris. I was like, man, that looks really good and refreshing.
It did look good, though, Chris. So, like, for real.
It was.
Even though you're supposed to be on radio silence, but we know that shit went down the toilet. Yeah. I was like, bro.
I tried.
You try. You just a glutton for punishment, yo. You just wanted to. Chris is like, I need attention. You know what I mean? But it's okay. You got your engagement. That's all that matters, right? You know, Chris is the walking algorithm, yo. Like, dead ass, yo. That's you.
Did you share the podcast with anybody over there? Are we international yet?
No. I did wish I had the QR codes that, you know, we were working on, but
so why don't you print some out there? You got them on your damn. All you gotta do is, bro. You could have literally just taken the QR code from Insta and went to fucking Kinko's, bro, and print them shits out, fam. All right,
don't my next waiting. Trip there. My next trip there.
When you going next?
And when my 80th.
Your 8th, damn, bro. Really? You gonna wait another? You gonna wait 30 years to go?
Unless I can get another first class flight there, probably. I hate long flights, but first class definitely made it easier. Playback wasn't too bad either, though. That was regular with the regular folks.
Glad y'all went. You know what I'm saying? You had a good time and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that was for your milestone. I gotta figure out something for me for a milestone. Even though Miami was kind of clutch, but I ain't gone though. I wanted to go international. I really wanted to go to Portugal, but I didn't get it. You know, it's just not in the cards to do Portugal this year. Put it aside.
Next year.
Next year going to be, it's funny because next year there's no graduations and there's no bullshit. So, figure something out. And then we got to figure out a road trip, the three of us. We got to figure out something. We got to figure out somewhere, something.
And our beer summit.
Yeah. We definitely got a link for that. You know what I mean? gotta check the calendar and shit. But Lisa mentioned the beer festival in September, so let's grab tickets for that. You know, okay. To that shit. That's always a good time. You know, it's always a good fucking time. We have way too much fun there. There's way too much liquor.
That one's a lot of liquor.
But the Bloody Mary contest is always fun, yo. It's always nice. I like Bloody Marys. Those are delicious. Those are delicious.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Was that the one I had the Frito? Yeah, that was the one I had the Frito pie for the first time. I never had Frito
pie. Oh, I love Frito pie.
You spoke highly of it, so I was like, fuck it, I'll try it. It was delicious. I'm like, all right, you know.
That's good.
Maybe we'll see our other podcast friends there, the Beer Man podcast. Oh,
the Beer Man? Yeah. They just posted an episode, actually, this week. It popped up on the Spotify.
Check them out.
That's what's up. Yeah, stop by and say what's good. But yeah, you can catch us in the wild next month. When is that one, Lisa?
The 19th, I believe. It is, yes, the 19th, September 19th.
Rock and roll. Yeah, buddy. Gonna be fun. Let's not rush the summer all the way through, because September means the fall's coming, and that means I got to fill up the oil tank.
I can't wait for the fall.
Football season. Yeah, we know you love hoodie weather.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I can wait.
I can wait, too. I ain't going bullshit. This past winter was too fucking cold, yo. Let it stay hot a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
Slow longer.
It wasn't too bad. I guess it's different when you're having hot flashes. The winter? It was cold. I'm not saying it wasn't cold, but it wasn't that bad. I mean, I still hoodied it up, or my vest.
I'm talking about the amount of snow and bullshit we got. Bro, you could have brought your... Oh, shit.
Oh, shoot. You saw that debacle?
What the hell was that?
I saw that from here.
Yo.
That lightning.
Wait, what just happened?
That was lightning and thunder.
Yeah, I saw that from here.
Hell, you saw that all over...
Guys, my heart is pounding. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, did you hear it, Lisa?
I heard it.
Oh, I just heard the... I'm hearing the thunder now. I just saw the light, but I'm just now hearing the thunder.
No, it was close by me.
Yeah, I heard it through the phone before. Damn. I heard it here.
Oh, that was big. We're talking, and then I hear Chris... Tama, what is that? What? And then I hear like rumbling sounds, and then a big old bang.
What did Trump do this time?
Right? I didn't even know we're supposed to get a storm or nothing. Yo.
The sky actually looks pretty clear.
It's probably because it's so hot.
That's crazy work.
Speaking of the weather.
Yeah.
Let's see what people are saying.
Yeah, let's check out this radar.
Go to the Bloomfield page. I bet people are like, did anybody hear that?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. No, I'm looking on the radar. Yep, it's here.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, it's a little something.
Well.
All right.
Nice. That was the weather report. Podcast, you know what I'm saying?
The weather report for the end of the podcast.
Right? You know?
I'm not going to lie, guys. Real. My heart got a little, like, racy because I was like, fuck, what is going on? I was concerned about you guys because it was coming from, I couldn't hear it here. And I was like, oh, my God.
But it's funny because I'm down here in the family room and stuff. I got the lights off. The only thing that's lit is my laptop, and then that was so bright it lit up the whole room.
Yeah, I saw that through my blinds.
Yeah, damn, that was huge. That's been a while since.
That's what
she said. Really, Chris?
Hey, that's how you end the podcast,
yo. So we'll definitely be out in the wild again next month, and you know, we'll have to finagle something. Maybe we can do some bonus content when we link up for a beer summit or whatever, if that's before our next episode or some shit. So we'll figure that out though.
Right.
But
yeah, sounds like a plan.
With y'all, our fans, our listeners, all
we love you
of y'all motherfuckers.
We do. We really do.
Except for you, David, dude, you can suck my dick. You know what I'm saying?
And Trump.
Tomorrow, I'm a fat.
We know he's listening.
Dad. Suck my ass, bro. Feeling still hurt about that. Still ass hurt over that.
Somebody's fat dad.
Somebody's fat dad, right?
And I love how you were like, oh, he's talking about Chris. And I was thinking, no, he's not. He's talking about you. Because
I'm fat.
You fuck kind you, of Lisa. No, because you kind of lead the discussion. So
awful. Yo, it is pouring outside. I mean, like,
it's not here yet.
Buckets. And they trying to get the dog to go out. And she like over here like, yo, fuck you. It's pouring. It's like, fuck it. It's coming down. Pouring.
She's like, did you guys not just hear that loud sound? I'm not going out there.
Right? She ain't fucking around.
Sorry, my camera started.
So yeah, right. we'll definitely catch up. So to our listeners, thank you guys again for everything. You know, we appreciate it. You know, this is our last episode together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, until next time.
Stop!
You know.
That's what she said, too.
You know?
Oh, sorry.
I'm done with y'all. I'm not even saying
that. She didn't mean it, though. That wasn't a real stop. You know what? Let me stop.
Right?
Guess canceled.
Chris sounded like a freaking, yo. He sounded like an essay. He sounded like an essay aggressor and shit. Well, she didn't really mean stop. You know what I'm
saying? I've heard that before.
We don't control. I'm done.
No, wait a minute.
Nope. Okay. Nope. Just...